Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with a Climate to Thrive. This new 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience building action from across the state, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in Downeast Maine. I'm your host, Brianna Cutler. As an Island Institute Fellow, I serve as a Climate to Thrive's Community Engagement Coordinator. Let's dive in. Pastors, scientists, teachers, elected officials, young folks in trade school, college students, multi-generational islanders, artists, and mariners. These were just some of those gathered around tables on a winter evening for Planning Forward, part of the Gulf of Maine Research Institute's Community Resilience Training, created in partnership with the Island Institute and funded by an environmental literacy grant from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. After sharing a meal, participants grounded themselves in the values rooted in their shared sense of place and engaged in a unique tabletop planning exercise, envisioning the next decades of life around this island with rising seas and crafting a response. Faced with different combinations of baseline conditions, community context, and emergency events, the group considered different resilience strategies, from living breakwaters to emergency hubs.
We wanted to work with smaller, more remote or rural communities who were dealing actively with extreme flooding caused by sea level rise. And for folks to leave with resources they could keep within their community to engage others. And so what we were left with was this process where folks were all looking at the same boundary object, or what we call the board, and thinking through different scenarios. It's a really rich and dynamic playground for communities to kind of pick and choose how they want to interact with any of these different stages.
That was Abby Roach, Community Development Officer with the Island Institute, who helped bring this project to life. Through a series of workshops, the community resilience training is building literacy in the options Maine communities have to respond and facilitating the key conversations necessary to make that response possible. Gail Bowness, GMRI's Municipal Climate Action Program Manager, says more.
It was a great way to take this global data set and localize it in the context of a community and why flooding matters to them. Not just look at the maps, but hear the stories of people sharing about flood experiences that they have had. And that's really a window into the future of what sea level rise will look like, because those events are just going to be occurring on a much more frequent basis, potentially as frequent as every high tide. So through that work, we really saw that there was this knowledge to action gap. And that's like a known entity, that knowledge does not lead to action. But we really wanted to dig into that in the context of climate planning and resilience planning.
Seeking to bridge that gap, this partnership brought trainings to Casco Bay, up the Midcoast, and finally, to participants from all 4 Mount Desert Island towns, as well as the Cranberry Isles.
Talking through considerations as a region came really naturally to all the folks in those communities. We observed when we offered it to individual communities that it was really easy to get into the weeds. Communities would get really, and rightly so, hung up on a specific road or a specific beach. And, oh my goodness, we have to do this specific thing, or we'd have to talk to this specific person. And that was really different in the regional conversation, where we were thinking a little bit more at a higher level.
This chance to think regionally was refreshing for many attendees. From transportation solutions to future-proofing key infrastructure against sea level rise, these issues don't stop at town boundaries. And working together as a region can transform what's possible.
The level of self-awareness and collaborative spirit that folks brought, one of the aims of this program was to provide a container of sorts for communities to practice collaboration. And we had this thinking that, oh, this might be new for folks, so we might have to provide some bounds. And while we still provided those ground rules, communities really took up those collaborative roles and consensus building quite naturally. In those collaborative moments, of course, sometimes there's small moments of tension or misunderstanding. and just seeing how folks respond, which often was through humor or through curiosity, was really hopeful and really energizing.
For more information on this partnership or resilience building resources, visit www.gmri.org. This has been Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with a Climate to Thrive. Thanks for listening.